Hello, good morning or good day. Welcome to Turning Point with Femi Emmanuel. Welcome to TPGF, Turning Point Global Family, Daily Devotional Prayer and Prophetic Altar. Wake up to this altar daily. After receiving Turning Point audio, turn to Turning Point Prayer Booklet for a short Bible study, additional prayers, and for the guideline on reading the entire Bible through systematically in a year. If you subscribe online, it shall be sent to your phone for daily engagement. To subscribe all the new subscription, chat with Demi on +234 8055 100 510. Do so now. Welcome also to Monday, the 13th in May 2024. Please open your hand and heart for the day's prayers and prophetic blessings. Be responding with Amen. I receive it. This week, you will enjoy God's backing. With God's backing, you will soar like the eagle. You will conquer like the lion, radiate like the sun, and shine like stars. Isaiah chapter 60 verse 3 is God's memo to you today. He says, Gentiles shall come to thy light, and kings to the brightness of thy rising. Wow! Kings, men and women of substance, will shine through your shining. No matter how strong the wind, a river never flows backward. And no matter how hot the sun, ocean will never dry up. So I speak to your life and destiny. You shall never suffer reduction. You will not know dry season of life. No matter the weather, you will not wither. I'm speaking into someone's business life now. I'm speaking into someone's marriage life, into someone's sons and daughters' lives, into someone's career and ministry. Wherever you may be listening to me, to my voice today, you will not wither. You shall flourish and blossom in the land where you are. Yes, life is becoming tougher everywhere. People are complaining of inflation, scarcity, financial stress, insecurity, and danger. None will be your portion. None will come near your borders. You are a covenant child of a covenant-keeping God. You shall not be abandoned. Now, let's do this. Prophetic action. Breathe in. Then breathe out. Breathe in, breathe out. Third time, breathe in and breathe out. I prophesy, as simple as and stress-free as breathing is, so will your life be. Simple, easy, and stress-free. Oxygen supplies life and sustains lives. Your life shall be sustained. Your life will not be cut short. Of all the weeks so far this year, this shall be your best. It shall be a painless week. Anxiety and fear free. God's angel of the fifth month shall be on assignment for you full time. Your life struggles shall be turned into triumph. Any siege over anyone's life, I command you to break now. Do this again. Pull your right ear gently and let me prophesy. You shall hear good news this week. Good news from your children, from your husband and wife, from your parents and siblings, from your workplace, from your business, investment, and assignments. Every member of Turning Point Global Family, you shall do well, and you shall end up on top. May 13th celebrant your birthday prayers. Open your hands. Be blessed. Be anointed. As you grow in age, so will you grow in grace. You will live long and also live well. In Jesus' name. Happy birthday from all of us to all of you. Wow, 51 messages waiting for me this morning as I open the phone line, mostly responding to my question of what you think of our weekly ministration flows. I think what I will do today, I will just read out people's opinions, people's input today, as many as time will allow. I like interaction. I like you talking back to me. I like feedbacks. So, listen to TPGF members, how they responded. First one, in response to today's ministration, I will want more of fervent personal prayers. Thank you, Daddy. Another person. Daddy, let's have 2 weeks teachings, 1 week and one week prayer, and 1 week testimony, sir. Another one. Daddy, please, teaching week is the best. I learn a lot from it. If possible, make it 3 weeks. 3 weeks. Another person. Good morning, Pastor. Please, more teachings. We learn a lot from teachings. Listen to another person. My dear daddy, I believe whatever you do is as led by the Spirit of God. I will suggest that we keep the prayer and the healing weeks. We need scriptural prayers now more than ever before. For the teaching weeks, we, including myself, should get used to and tune into Ask Your Question broadcast, where questions are treated and lessons taught about life's issues and challenges. Thank you, sir. We love you. Another person, I want more question and answer weeks. Another person, good morning, sir. I believe all are important. I want teachings, 2 weeks. Testimonies, 1 week. Prayer, 1 week. Then we go back to teachings. Listen to another person. My suggestion, sir. My daddy, I would prefer a week of fervent prayers and 2 weeks of insightful teachings on questions which blesses us, the listeners, more anointing, sir. Another person, like I said, we can't take it all. Thanks for all your effort on this altar. Sir, I'm in support of doing more of teachings and prayers, sir. It will be good if we go back to what we were doing before. That is, 1 week each of prayers, teachings, testimonies, and healing, sir. Then in the teaching week, we can do more of teachings, like up to 7 to 10 questions a day. More anointing, sir. Next, good morning, my TPJ members. Daddy, you are doing a great job. May God continue to strengthen you. We need more teachings because teachings sharpen our understanding. Thank you. More shalom. Next, good morning, Daddy. Please don't stop the prayers and healing weeks. Prayer is key. Some Christians don't pray fervently anymore. With 1 week of prayers and 1 week for testimonies, then the rest for teachings. Daddy, we love and appreciate you so much. Next one. Sir, concerning the weekly program, let all be balanced. Please bring back the healing prayers. You can't imagine the number of people set free during the healing week. For me, I wish we refer back to fervent prayers, healings, testimonies, and then teachings. Next, pleasant morning, sir. I prefer question and answers week. I and my family were once set free from the questions someone asked. Please, sir, do more of question and answers week, sir. More grace, daddy. Next, I think the teaching week should remain 2 weeks, while testimonies week should be a week, and the remaining 1 week for fervent prayers. That prayer has boosted me a lot. Thank you, daddy. Next, I prefer question and answers and teaching week, sir. Next, for me, I really enjoy the question and answer sessions because I keep learning every day from it, and it has really impacted on my family. Thank you, daddy. Here is another person. God bless you, sir. I'm of the opinion that we do more intensive teachings for 2 weeks, and the time can be increased from to 15 minutes instead of 12 minutes. We need a lot of counseling as we ask questions. So many souls are looking for answers to their problems. Next, good morning, Pastor. I think we should continue with the 1 week of teachings, 1 week of prayers, and 1 week of healing prayers, and 1 week of testimonies. The prayer week has helped a lot of us to learn how to pray with scriptures, and the healing prayers have healed me from all my pains and discomfort. Sir, I can't afford to miss any of this. Wow! Great TPGF members, I love you. As I said, we cannot read it all, but I'm happy to listen to your opinion. As someone said, we are moved as inspired by God in this commission. But I'm a person that likes feedbacks. In Matthew chapter 16, verse 13, Jesus stopped one day and he asked the disciples, "Who do men say I am?" In other words, let me have a feedback. How is our ministry impacting the people listening to us? What's their testimonies? That is why, once in a while, I ask for comments and your input. And I admire one thing, like we are using we. Most of the people that responded were using the word we. We. That shows that TPGF is for us all. We are taking the ownership of TPGF. It is our family. It is our own. It is our lives. I love that. Some of you will remember that Turning Point did not start with questions and answers and testimonies. It was pure teachings, full blast, like many other ministers do. But gradually, by divine leading and inspiration, we came to where we are today. Every vision is dynamic and progressive. We will be moving as led of the Holy Spirit. One beautiful thing is, whether it is teaching week, testimonies week, prayer weeks, or healing weeks, God blesses it all. His anointing is on all of them. Once again, TPGF, I love you. Thank you for believing in God and also believing in me, his servant. Please pray for me often. I don't know it all. I depend on his grace. Please rebroadcast this to all on your contact. Do so daily. Join us later this evening on Ask Your Question broadcast. Time is 8 to 9:30 p.m. Nigeria time as usual on our social media platforms. I'm sorry I couldn't come up last Friday. I was up to administrations and couldn't return on time. TPGF UK conference is counting down. So all members of TPGF, all listeners of Turning Point, your friends and your family, all those who have people in UK, mobilize. I will be visiting you from June 21 and 22 by the grace of God. Send in your voice note testimony through WhatsApp, 2 minutes maximum, to +234 80555 83777. Have you paid your tithe on your personal and corporate tithing and income lately? Do so with joy and with thanksgiving to God Almighty. Giving tithe and sowing seed are what we are going to do as long as we live. And by the grace of God, we will live our full age, 120 years. No one will die before the time. As you pay your tithe and you sow your seed, you make the kingdom of God to grow. And then God shields you away from all devourers. God protects your interests. He makes your blessing transgenerational and eternal reward when we get to heaven. So keep tithing, keep sowing seed, and keep rebroadcasting this to other people. Let TPGF families grow globally. I speak to everyone's life. Go and blossom. Go and see the grace and the power of God this week like never before. What God cannot do does not exist, for God can do all things. God sent me because of you. Heaven will not rest until you are truly blessed and fulfilled. I'm Femi Emmanuel. I love you. TPGF, truly blessed. Bye.